Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
And the show today, Inspired On Air, brings you the return of Sarah Bullimore. Yay!
Thank you.
The founder, of course, of Lincoln Inspired, and indeed the founder, of course, of the programme Inspired On Air. Which, as we said,
thanks,
Sarah.
Alex.
Well, we started it off usually third Wednesday in every month. Michael Blackburn. Hello, Michael.
Yes.
Always says he sets his diary, his calendar, by a third Wednesday in every month. If you're listening to this as a repeat on a Thursday or as a podcast, you think it's not third Wednesday, it's the fourth Wednesday. It's because Sarah was on holiday last week. So we thought, let's just change the whole thing round. Okay, we had Welcome Week going at the university as well. But that's a minor point. And besides, we've got not one, not two, but three fantastic themes for the show today, Michael. Three.
Astounding.
That's northern hyperbole carried on to the nth degree.
I don't want people to get overexcited.
No, you've got to pace it, haven't you? You've got to work through that. We have the return of Alice Dale, marketing exec extraordinaire for the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. How are you, Alice?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent, very good. Pop-up theatre occurring all over campus as we speak. It's just you can barely sort of move for artistic stuff on the other side of the bridge, can you not?
No, we're very excited about it. It's all getting set up today and then all goes live tomorrow. So.
And we'll be talking about Encore! Exclamation mark from Broadway to Brayford. I see what they did there. Very good. The Ruby Dolls, Into the Night We Go, Lemons, 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 and more in terms of October treats that are coming through from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. That's one segment of the whole sequence. Segment number two, as trailed ahead by the wonderful Amy, who effectively was one of the founders of the Sonophilia Festival, is indeed Sonophilia. And in the studio to talk about Sonophilia and its exciting connections, we've got part of the Sonophilia team, the legend super folk producer, secret agent Crawford Thompson. How are you, Crawford?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent.
I love that intro.
Well, you already met up with Ed Wellman and connected from that point of view, and you have battled in choirs together, have you not?
We have. Well, not so much battled, we actually kind of worked together.
Right. Exactly. Collaborative. That's the important thing. And collaboration is the word when you talk about the fantastic Natalie from the Lincoln For a moment there, it was so close, but he rescued it just in time, of course, from the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. Welcome, Natalie.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Some absolutely outstanding stuff coming through as far as that's concerned. In fact, let's start with the new Theatre Royal, if that's okay, Alice.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
Okay. Is that okay with your good self, Crawford?
Absolutely.
We'll work through that. Because there were moments where perhaps the folk might have thought, is it going to be, will Lincoln have the Theatre Royal? Will it be there? I've always thought, isn't it? Because I'm used to the Newcastle Theatre Royal, the Sunderland Empire, the sort of lines of the inn. And the first time I saw Lincoln Theatre Royal, I thought, it's very petite, bijou. But once you go through that door, like a TARDIS, it's like a magical range. So what has motivated you to get to the stage now where effectively you are becoming, together with Sarah Bullimore, of course, the fine folk? I mean, you are the owner, the proprietor of the Theatre Royal. You are the Lincoln answer to Barnum. No, there we were going to expect that whole thing. Share with us, how did your life path bring you here and, of course, to Lincoln, for the Lincoln Theatre Royal?
It's a long story. To make it brief, we obviously bought the theatre in April. It had a tenant already in place. We'll not go into the details of the tenant,
We'll just say we
got the theatre back, and we're taking it as a family into our hands to bring it back to the city. I think it's kind of historically closed off to the city, and we want to kind of bring it back and work with all the other venues, work with local businesses, get all the schools, colleges, universities involved there as a venue, and invite all the professional acts around the country and internationally, in fact, to come back to this beautiful theatre, because it is a beautiful theatre and so many people don't get to see that, but we are turning it around and
let's just test that. Alice, I know you're at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, but when was the last time you were at the Lincoln Theatre Royal?
I went to see a musical about 2 years ago.
Too long, Alice. I mean, Crawford, when was the last time you headed off to the Lincoln Theatre Royal?
I think it was the last time my wife said there was a play I needed to see, and that would probably be about 8 months.
Right, that's okay. Sarah, be unfair, because clearly your role is
half an hour, exactly.
and Michael?
It's quite a few years ago. It's before my wife
got ill, we couldn't go out very much. But I remember going a number of times to see.
Just remember, Michael, when you actually are on radio, I know it's a difficult thing.
I have to speak.
Microphone needs to be kind of pointing in your general direction. Otherwise, it sounds as though you're outside. And I know you're a wonderful poet, but it's just a critical thing. But looking ahead to Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Nobody's Perfect, Paddy, A Party to Murder, The Elton John Story, Sarah Hogan's Movement Academy and Shining Stars Theatre School, and Lab Live. Seems as though you've got some outstanding stuff coming up for the autumn season alone.
We have, yes. We've tried to kind of, obviously, we've had to programme from scratch, which it usually takes a year in advance to get all these things in place, again with Panto as well. So, we're cooking on gas. It's our first year. We want to get a programme of a wide and vast variety of acts in, also locally as well, so supporting local schools. And then at the end of the year, we can kind of test to see where we're at and what people are.
If people are fretting and saying, yes, but does the pantomime yet again have cannon and ball?
No.
Exactly. No, great news. That, no. I mean, not a lot.
Not to
lovely
say they won't be coming back
not
to see
to say
if
that exactly,
in plays but, and whatnot, but no, they're not in pantomime.
Exactly. It's the Lincoln Theatre of pantomime without cannon and ball. And you need a bit of variety.
Yes.
So we have Chris Johnson and Kerry Katona.
We do, and Ian Reddington as well, yes.
Oh, word. Outrageous.
So we're kind of hitting all different age groups with our celebrity.
Now, looking at the collaboration, this is going to be a first routine, because obviously the Cinderella pantomime takes place at Theatre Royal from December the 5th to January the 8th. Now, easily combined with that has to be Treasure Island at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Can that not be so, Alice?
Yeah, ours is a bit different, though. We don't go for a pantomime. Ours
it's the Christmas show. Exactly.
So it's a family Christmas show, and it's kind of a little bit different than a pantomime, so check out both. Why not?
Exactly. And that runs from...
There's three, actually, in the city, so obviously we have the Drill Hall as well. So we have three beautiful Christmas events going on this year, which is lovely.
And that's from Monday the 12th of December for the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre through the 24th of September. Are tickets available?
Tickets are available, yes.
Very good. All right, Sonophilia. Let's briefly sort of move into that before we have a scenario. Let's again do a little round robin. Michael, any familiarity with Sonophilia whatsoever? When you saw it on the schedule, do you think, what the heck is that?
I did. I'm really... fascinated by your description as superfolk
producer. Yeah, let's be honest from that particular perspective. Patrons Robert Wyatt and Jim Broadbent, a fantastic musical festival, which is an 8-day long musical festival that taps into all sorts of exciting scenarios. But why am I chuntering on about this when we've got superfolk producer Crawford in to tell us about Sonophilia? What's it all about?
Well, it's a festival of sound. And music is sound, so we cover soundscapes right through to sound installations through to music. And it starts on the 30th of September up near the Magna Carta for a rantan. And the City of Lincoln Millvoice Choir will be singing as you all assemble between 5 and 6 o'clock and then set off down the hill. And when we get down to the Brayford, we'll be having a look at a film in the Hilton Hotel. There'll be a film of last year's finale, and that will be day one. After that, we then go straight into the Super Folk the following day, where you get people that stick in the wheel and the rubber wellies. And Gone to the Dogs.
I mean, just listening to the rubber wellies,
rubber wellies.
Said in a Scottish accent as well. The rubber wellies. Where's Billy Connolly when you need him? You've also got a stick in the mud and so on. Generally all round wonderful stuff. An 8-day long festival program, breaking barriers between experimental sound art and live music across genres, developing audiences, supporting artists, encouraging people to try something new. The sound, there's a vibrating sort of phone in the background. That's very strange still. I might just go away. It's a colleague at BBC Lincolnshire. No, actually BBC Humberside. So it goes. Michael.
I'm really intrigued by that. And I see you've got one of the patrons is Robert Wyatt, of course, whose long history of music of various sorts and is a Lincolnshire resident these days, I believe. So will there be any kind of improvised music as part of this, or is that a step too far?
Well, I'm not aware of any specific improvised music. However, it wouldn't surprise me if some of the artists did improvise. But what you're talking about is straightforward improvised music without a key, atonally done. I'm not aware of one of those in the programme, so maybe we need to stick that in for next time.
But, it's a biannual festival, so it's kind of like every 2 years it sort of comes around and emerges. Sarah, Sonophilia, is it something that crossed your mindset?
Yes, yeah. I know about Sonophilia quite well.
Thought you might somehow. Yeah, yes. She has her finger on the pulse, Natalie. That's, you know, inevitably in the whole thing, and rightly so. But really some great things there. As we said when we spoke to the founder, Amy, of course, really impressed with the, well, actually, the very competitive pricing. I couldn't believe it. I thought you could actually see a whole range of things there. Next week is pretty much when it takes off, because obviously we've got 30th September. Not only have you got the launch of the big Rantan Castle Square Come and Make a Happy Noise Through the Streets of Lincoln. What's not to love? It's okay. starting at Castle Square, as you guys said, in front of the Magna Carta Ale House at 5 p.m. I've got to turn to Alice at this particular stage. You must be tempted, Alice, at this stage to actually think, hey, look, how do you choose? How do you choose between what's happening at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, Sonophilia, and a whole range of other factors?
There's just so much going on at the city at the minute. I think it's really exciting for everybody, really.
Think of it as like a cultural Olympic Games, but happening on a regular basis in the city of Lincoln, which is outrageous. We're going to find out more about the Lincoln Theatre Royal. Sorry, the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. That's the time sorted out there. Much more about Sonophilia and heaps of good stuff from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. After we've had a sort of Sonophilia connection, because Cold Cut, I think, was one of the artists who said, yeah, we should go with this particular aspect. And I take it, Crawford, you're okay with Doctor in the House, Cold Cut featuring Yaz and the Plastic Population.
How good can it get?
Plastic Man.
Anyway, moving on. Doctor in the House, Cold Cut, featuring Yaz and the Plastic Population there on Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You're listening to Inspired On Air, a fantastic quality quintet in the studio comprising Alice from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Yay, Alice! The wonderful Natalie from New Theatre Royal Lincoln. Yay, Natalie! Sarah Bullimore, who is just legendary, let's face it, a New Theatre Royal Lincoln at present and doing a whole heap of other fantastic things there, and from the Sonophilia Festival, the Ace Crawford. Yay, Crawford, and Ace poet Michael Blackburn, who's still having that sort of moment where, you know, as most academics in the university sector will probably find, first few days, there's that kind of glazed look that emerges where you think, where am I? Anyway, that's by the by. Progressing, Michael, you had one or two questions about the naming and the nomenclature of the new Theatre Royal for Natalie, I believe.
Good. Is this now the official title of
it
new
is,
Theatre
and
Royal?
The reasons, for several reasons, it was actually, after it burnt down in 1893, sorry, getting it the right way around.
I was going to say,
they named it New Theatre Royal. And so after coming from the ashes and with obviously the history that's had over the past, you know, 10, 15 years, we thought, why not do that again? And when we took over the building, it was very clinical. Everything's painted white, lots of silver. So the only sort of historical area would be the auditorium. We wanted to bring back, you know, the history back to the theatre and bring back to its traditional roots. And we're doing that in every way. There's lots of exciting things. We've been sharing it on our Instagram, our Facebook, our Twitter. We've got lots of workmen in there at the minute, helping us. The families expanding daily, getting it all ready for the opening. And yeah, it's very exciting. We had a visit with Art Walker, Miss Art Walker, who has been at the theatre for many, many years. God bless him. And we've gone to his house, and he's got an amazing collection of historical photos and just so much stuff. And he's very kind to let us have it at the theatre so we can display it everywhere. It's going to be beautiful. So really bringing the history of the theatre to life once again, and let's, you know, raise it from the ashes and start again.
It's Phoenix-like, almost. Yes, yes. But it's not New Phoenix Nights, in case you're sort of thinking.
No, no.
Peter Kay number that. There. Yeah, it's a different line entirely. I know I said at the start of the programme, you're the P. Barnum, not the Peter Kay. It's very important from that sort of perspective.
So two meanings, new for
exactly,
new and
exactly. Now, looking at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre What's On programme, Alice, I see we actually have a cut-out and keep guide, quite literally. Why would you want to take a pair of scissors to such a work of art as the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre programme? I don't know, but it is focusing on the Pop-Out Festival. So from Tom Webb and Mega Games, right the way through to Script This Brunch Time Reading, a Rob Orton The Sleep Show. We could do with that. Always doing more sleep. Show about sleep, suitable for those who've never slept. Surely some mistake. Award-winning writer and performer Rob Orton bringing his latest comedy show to Roundabout, fresh from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And, of course, if you are looking to take over as a super folk person, I Got Superpowers for My Birthday by Katie Douglas. Share with us, Alice, what other magical things are taking place in this pop-up festival, when and where, and how people can access them, and so on and so forth. At the same time as Sonophilia, at the same time. Go on, go for it.
So Pop-Up Festival starts tomorrow, which is Thursday the 29th of September, and runs until Sunday the 2nd of October. And it's a festival of theatre outside of the ordinary, or art outside of the ordinary. So we have this fantastic pop-up dome that a theatre company
I've seen it being erected,
yeah,
so to speak.
It's touring around the country. It's just finished in Edinburgh. It's in a few other venues, and now it's here, and it's fantastic. Inside is this beautiful in the round theatre, and it's just fantastic. Last year we had such good response from people really enjoying the shows in there, so they bring that, and with it they bring three shows, which are Growth, Love Lies and Taxidermy, and I Got Superpowers for My Birthday. So they're their three shows, and then we program other things to go along with it that kind of is it reflects our main program, so it's like a mini version of our main program that happens in 4 days.
Love Lies and Taxidermy, of course, by Alan Harris. This is a boy meets girl story, son of a Polish taxidermist, getting stuffed, no, I'll need. meeting daughter of a failing ice cream salesman at a medical research facility in Merthyr Tydfil. Sounds as though it's a series meant to happen, as far as I'm concerned. They have a first date in a supermarket. Things are going well, but it's difficult to fall in love when your parents need saving from themselves, their weird hobbies, and the threat of a prison sentence. An offbeat love story about Mr. Tutti Frutti. A stuffed owl, always good, really. We have a stuffed badger if it's offer, as far as Simon is concerned. And The Struggle to Fit In from writer Alan Harris, of course, credits include BBC Radio 4, National Theatre Wales, and Sherman Cymru, I think, amongst others. And we've talked about that. Earlier, in the time when we were having a musical break, Crawford, you were looking at the New Theatre Royal Festival and saying, oh, I think I can persuade my wife to go along to some of those, etc. What about the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre? Do these float your boat in terms of saying, yeah, I think we should check that one out as well?
Yes. To be quite honest, because I'm into live music and live performance, I have been to most of the theatres, all of the theatres apart from...
The Zing Cafe, of course, regular jazz sessions.
Don't go to them.
Oh.
No, sorry. But, yeah, with LPAC, yes, there's been some things on there in the past that I've really enjoyed.
And it is, as we say, I mean, we're at pains to measure this, almost pains player out now. But in terms of working through that, it is a case of it's a collaboration thing. And actually, you called it a few moments ago, once again, Natalie, in terms of this is not just a way of putting Lincoln on the map, because it's been on the map since the Romans were here, for goodness sakes, but actually ensuring that people realise that in the East Midlands, not too far from Skegness, and certainly, you know, away from Nottingham, you've got a really thriving, dynamic art scene with lots of great activities taking place.
Absolutely. We really, you know, we really have. And I think we need to, you know, just embrace
celebrate
that,
and rejoice.
Celebrate it, yeah, for sure.
Sarah, this is really at the heart of what we set up, or the whole Inspired on Air programme and package, etc. So it's up to you to have interviewing duties now. Do you want to chat to Alice? Chat to Crawford? Michael? You can even
so
go for Natalie. But exactly. Who do you wish to speak to?
I'm going to throw a question. Can I throw a question out to everyone?
I think so. Yeah, it is your show, Sarah, so let's face it. Just go for it.
Thanks. Okay, I'll start at the end with Alice. I'm going to ask a similar question, actually, to most people. Out of your whole season, so out of the whole LPAC season, what is your one favourite thing? I'm asking this because everyone always asks me. And then I'm like, I just this and that and that.
It's the sort of crucial question that Julie Ellaby would say, this is going to prove that Alice Dale has got the chops to maintain her marketing executive status.
No pressure.
So one thing that I'm really excited about is La Traviata, which is it's an opera by a company called Opera Up Close. And last year they brought us La Boheme, and it was beautiful. And they had a little bit of a scene in the bar, which was really exciting during the interval.
Nice.
So we're really excited to have La Traviata and kind of see what they do with it, because they kind of update it from the original, and it's really, really exciting. So that would
be a lot
be
more interacting.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Fantastic. I worked on the Show Festival over the summer, and they had Garsington Opera out in the field next to the beach and picnic areas, and it's really lovely to see kind of the opera in different locations with different interactions going on. Crawford, Sonophilia?
Well, Sonophilia obviously doesn't run all year round.
No, but what's your favourite thing?
My favourite thing in there, I'm afraid, has to be Sticking the Wheel, which is the folk band on the folk night. And I was looking at LPAC's programme, and one thing I might well be nipping to is on the 9th of October, is you've got Faust coming, haven't you? Which would interest me. But from some
they had to, they had to sell their soul for Faust, of course.
Pardon?
So they had to sell their soul for Faust.
They would do, yes. And provide a lot of food and accommodation, I should think.
Yeah, I think so.
Brilliant. Moving across to Natalie then. Favourite one.
For me, it has to be Paddy, the musical drama. That's only because I was born in Dublin, and it just gives me that really lovely, warm, cosy feeling inside, and it's something I'm really interested in. But very close as King Arthur. It's very tricky.
I think mine is if I had to choose one, I think it's King Arthur. So that's the production that we're going to be opening with on October the 17th. So it's our official big launch opening spectacular. And that's Story Pocket Theatre. So it's a family drama for 7+. And it's based on Michael Morpurgo's book Arthur. And Michael Morpurgo is one of their patrons as well. So because of everything we've done with literature in the past, and when we had... I think it was 2005 when we had Michael Morpurgo here in the city.
That was in the days when the Literary Festival was really good. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Thanks. But yes, it'd be really lovely to see that production and what they've done with that work.
Looking forward to that. Michael, I mean, I know you're organising it, but anything floats your boat?
I'm really intrigued by the pop-up theatre.
It is intriguing. I mean, just to actually see the geodesic dome alone.
It's going to be happening around here, isn't it? So we've got the dome.
So the dome's just outside Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, just between us and the library. So
how long are the performances?
Between an hour and an hour and a half. They're kind of we've got a really full programme for 4 days, so there'll be definitely something you can nip in and see, hopefully.
I mean, that's sort of, I think that's number one, but some of the sonophilia comes right in it.
I'm particularly interested in
just the first few days, because you're last day's second, isn't it?
Yep.
So, yeah, just up to the second. And on the second, we've got our Anthony on, which is a rather novel idea. It's basically a company called Anthony who have created an app for phones and iPads and things like that. And we have someone who's created a track to go with that, a soundscape. And the idea is that we'll get as many people as we can down to the Angel Cafe opposite the Drill Hall, and we'll link them all through Anthony and play this track through all the different forums and things.
So cool.
And that's going to happen on the 2nd of October, which would be the last day of yours. Yeah. So then after that, we're on our own, really.
You can be part of the crowdsourced PA experience.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
I've got to say, I'm looking forward as well to the 7th of October on Sonophilia, with Sonophilia Goes Loopy at the Lincoln Drill Hall between 5 p.m. and 11 p.m. A family-friendly headline event marking the climax of the Sonophilia 2016 festival programme. It's a bit like the end of the Olympics, except it's every 2 years. With 7 loopy acts to round off the week in style, featuring, of course, the aforementioned Cold Cut.
Oh, absolutely.
It's outstanding. We're going to find out more, including details as to how to actually book tickets and other things. I'd like to put a plug as well for Alfie White Space Explorer, just because I think it appeals, really, from that point of view. It takes place at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre on the 28th of October, so time to actually book ahead and all sorts of things from that perspective. Heaps of other good stuff on Inspired On Air on Siren FM.
Finds you like a bomb that's been left ticking. This is Siren FM.
The Rock Train, leaving the station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train. No tracks are too heavy.
Yes, I know. Okay, moving on. It's activism, art, education, sonophilia, gets conference light in all sorts of wonderful hashtag SonCon 16 ways, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It's over the 6th of October. Day one is music and language, and it fits in with key stage 4 and 5 for students. It's not just for students, but it fits in with them. We've got talks by Elliot Morris, who'll be looking at giving tips for and advice for musicians and how to actually earn a living as a musician. Gemma Foxtrot will be also talking about how to make a living writing. And Steve Cotty will be doing some poetry from Shakespeare. And they'll all go into workshoppings during that first day. And then on to the second day, the art activism and education, which sounds a bit rebellious, doesn't it? And it will have an artist panel, including Amy, the director of the festival, and Graham Dunning. And there'll be talks about art. And basically, Whitney Gallery is going to be doing Art Isn't Sexy. And Sound Links will be doing a talk on inclusion, creativity and activism and social change. So two really good days if you want to know how...
Lots of really great stuff there. Music. Natalie, just turning to your good self, accessibility. People might be listening to this programme or podcast and thinking, well, it all sounds very good, very exciting, but what about folk who haven't been to the theatre for some time? What can sort of make them step across that threshold and say, actually, there's something unique about the live production, the live event, that you can't get through your smartphone applications of Netflix?
No, obviously, Sarah's probably better prepared to discuss all this. I mean, obviously, we open with our first show with the 17th of October. Mm. So at the minute, we're trying to get the building sort of sorted. Sure. And
always important.
Not yet. So, yeah, we're just trying to just build a diverse... Yeah.
But I mean, looking at that, Sarah, I mean, there is something. Clearly, you can have recordings, you can work through that. Elliot Morris mentioned that, has crossed over the show many a time. You know, from your own perspective, if we're sort of saying any, almost answering the question we'll put to Alice as well, people taking that step onto campus by going to the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre or any of the Drill Hall and so on.
I think it's just going to see live theatre is an experience that you cannot get, whatever way, shape or form it's in, wherever you are, whatever sort of venue you're in. You know, it's such a unique experience, and we're so lucky at the new theatre. When I went on my first day at work and stepped in there, it's such a little charm and a little jewel of the crown when you step in as well, and you're kind of enveloped with that whole experience for the evening. And you know, it's not just about the show that you're doing, it's an entire experience, and it's all about making sure as well that that programme is completely accessible. It is a huge variety, so you know, we are looking at everything from little babies all the way up, all ages, all generations and everybody really, so it's really exciting.
Absolutely, and I think we might well talk about maybe doing a location report there.
That would be lovely.
Possibly a show from the auditorium. All very good stuff. Alice, would you endorse that from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre?
Yeah, I think it's about having experiences, especially when people are so young, and we're really keen to get young people into our theatre at the minute, get them experiencing theatre from a young age and then growing up with it. I think it's really important to have it live performance as part of your life.
And Crawford, as somebody who the discerning listener might have noted probably doesn't have a Lincolnshire accent, unless you're a damn good actor, which could be the case, of course, your views and thoughts in terms of what we've been talking about?
I think live performance, if you just, people can who see sport and play sport, if you watch sport on the television and you see a collision between two rugby players, it's a very detached activity. You can still get excited. If you go and watch rugby, and you see that collision, it's no longer detached. You get the sense of the power, you get the sense of the energy. When you go to live theatre or live music, you get that same sense of power and energy and being in the spot when it happens. That's what live gives you, in my opinion, over watching it elsewhere. So I think these theatres are really, really important. And once you've been once, you'll go back.
I'm intrigued in terms of rugby playing collisions. Maybe the Nutcracker could go crazy with the Vienna Fiesta Festival Ballet and have all sorts of major collisions. And of course, there's Dracula. That's something. Michael, your thoughts on the live experience as opposed to
I think that's true. It is one thing to be able to watch recorded or even live things, but being there at the time is a very different experience. And talking about the new Theatre Royal, I think it's really important because of the venue and the kind of tradition behind it, so that you can get everybody involved. So you've got the new and you've got the old. I think that sense of continuity in a venue like that is very important for a town, for a city, and for people, especially when it's such a lovely kind of building. It really creates something special. So yes, getting all kinds of different things going on in it and getting all age groups in is a really good, great. I hope it works really well, because I think the city deserves it.
A smorgasbord of culture. Yeah. Not that we sort of have any Swedish folk coming on, because that's another line entirely. Let's progress. Sarah, Elliot Morris, which particular musical tune do you think we should go for? Home, Unquiet Grave, Eyes, A Matter of Time, Man on Wire, or Some Things Just Weren't Meant to Be?
Eyes.
Yeah, good choice. So you've got to keep them wide open and sort a whole variety of things through and keep those sensory apparatuses working.
Life, making threats and deep regrets, and always wanting to be right. I don't speak for anyone else, and I'm not trying to take sides. But the white lies shine the brightest in the darkest of the night. There are a few things that I don't agree with in this life. Like waiting all your days as you let all your days slip by. I don't speak for anyone else, but I think it's safe to say that the little voice goes running in the freezing light of day. You can't always have everything, so do the best of what you've got. There are echoes in the alleyways and murmurs in the choir. So throw caution to the wind, don't let the wind blow out your fire. The calm after the storm means that the worst is yet to come. But it's darkest before dawn, and soon the pink moon will bring the sun. Do the best with what you've got. As soon as you make peace with that, you'll have anything you want. You are not the only one afraid to live and scared to die. So as soon as you open up your eyes, you'll realize that you can't always have everything. So do the best with what you've got. As soon as you make peace with that, you'll have. Up your eyes, you realize you only get one life.
Am I dead yet? No, he's not being existential on Inspired On Air. He's simply looking ahead to Friday the 11th of November, 7:30pm. It just caught my attention, Alice, actually. Am I Dead Yet? Written and performed by John Spooner and Chris Thorpe. Death is no longer a moment, it is a process. A process that can be reversed. Well, there we are. Those of us who've had many past lives will be well aware of that. Sorted. Sarah, would you like to share with us the educational aspects that are coming through in the new Theatre Royal in terms of programmes? Because clearly we heard from Crawford and the wonderful conference and the connections there. The Lincoln Formal Arts Centre also has wonderful scenarios there. What about the new Theatre Royal?
Yeah, this is one of the things that we're really keen to kind of develop for the future coming forward as well. Especially in what's happened in the past. And we want to really, really engage with all communities and all educational groups. So we're on one aspect, we're looking to work with all dance schools, drama schools. And so part of this new season programme, we're really excited that the Sarah Hogan Movement Academy is going to be in the building doing their annual show. So that'll be fantastic. So loads of children running around. It's really about
could be a nightmare for some folk, but I appreciate it.
Fantastic. It's really about showcasing that talent, and you know, from all the Lincoln inspired work that we've done through Inspired On Air and everything, that we've got so much talent in Lincolnshire, and we are really keen to be able to showcase that, give them a starring role, help them on their development, and also provide them with lots of new educational and learning opportunities. So following that, straight on the week after, we're really excited that we've got Lab Live. So Lab Live is a spectacular science show for Key Stage 3. It's a national production, and they're running two free shows for secondary school children. So that's really, really special. And it's also aimed at secondary rather than primary, so it's something a bit different. Going forward, we're looking at doing lots and lots and lots with all schools across Lincolnshire and beyond. So very exciting.
It's also worth mentioning, as you mentioned, the science side of things there, that also this Friday, the 30th of September, we have Lincoln Lights, which is part of a Europe-wide funding package with, of course, wonderful Professor Carenza Lewis, who's coordinating a whole range of things in academics, questions up and beyond, and we'll be working through that. In fact, I've suggested to Carenza she might like to join us on a future Inspired On Air. It's cross-referencing. I didn't focus on Lincoln Lights today because, frankly, when you've got three magical areas like Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, the Sonophilia Festival and the new Theatre Royal, it would just be over-egging that pudding. Just, you know, you've got to get the souffle would just not quite have worked on that basis. Michael, you've been listening to some of the input from that point of view. Back in the 20th century, as you said, there were challenges when we were trying to establish arting things in Lincoln. Well, we are kind of engaging in a bit of a renaissance now in terms of the work that's taking place.
Yeah, when I came to Lincolnshire back end of the 1980s, or was it the 1880s? I can't remember. there were certainly lots of really talented people, musicians, writers, you know, all sorts of people working in the county, but there was very little in terms of promoting them or putting things on or places where things were being developed. So it's like it's totally different now. It's absolutely, you know, I'm really astounded all the time about how much is actually going on now, both in the city and through the county. It's a totally different situation. It's great, you know. Wish it just happened then.
Yeah, but you can't rush these things. You know, they happen when they're meant to happen.
Well, the other thing is, I think there's been a lot of people over the last sort of 30 years and beyond who have been contributing in many ways to it, and it's you know, it's like a kind of fruition of what lots of people have been.
In case people are wondering, what does Lincoln Light stand for? It's Lincoln - Get Hold of Tech and Science. From that sort of perspective, in which you can actually find out such magical things as is my tortoise smarter than I am, or vice versa. I know there are many a student that I could ask that question, but I won't for obvious reasons. It just would not be fair in any way, shape or form, and of course they'd bite back with an NSS response. Anyway, enough of such stuff. Alice, any final things with respect to the Performing Arts Centre? I mean, I know you'll hopefully be back for the October edition, in which we'll be looking ahead to November. So you mentioned La Traviata, of course, on the 21st. Julian Clary, of course, The Joy of Mincing. Are tickets still available for that?
Not really. I think we've only got a couple left.
Yeah, this is it. So it's a case of get in for the programmes that you want as soon as, really, from that point of view, which is very good. And likewise, with respect to the new Theatre Royal, there is an opportunity to have become a member and become a member of the loyalty card scheme. Would you like to share that with us, Sarah?
Indeed, Alex. So, yes, the loyalty card scheme is something new that we're starting. It will run like a Friends membership scheme. So people can register their interest now. It will be out in a couple of weeks. And basically, for £20 a year, you sign on, you get core benefits to the theatre, including discount on bar, meets and greets, rehearsals, special discounts on tickets. But as well as that, what we're also doing is we're working with all local businesses, and we just had another one sign up this morning as well, to offer lots of discounts and opportunities as well across the city. So the idea is you can come to the theatre, you can go around and have a meal, go and have a drink, and just do a bit of everything and really support local businesses.
In Crawford, as we head up to clearly hours away from the launch of Sonophilia 2016, that sense of anticipation, excited, already planning Sonophilia 2018?
Sonophilia 2018 has already been talked about,
yes.
But very excited, very much looking forward to it, and rather hoping it doesn't rain Friday at 5 o'clock.
Ready for People Hold On, Cold Cut featuring Lisa Stansfield?
That would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Everybody's looking for me, yeah.
It won't be long before the new Theatre Royal launches again with the delightful Michael Morpurgo even, and his King Arthur. Michael Morpurgo's King Arthur. Yes, October 17th. Even less time before Sonophilia kicks into place. And let's face it, by the time you're listening to this show, if you're listening on a Thursday evening, Alice, the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre's pop-up festival will already be in full swing.
It will be indeed, yeah.
Amazing. So great stuff as far as that's concerned. How do people get in touch with the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre if they're listening to this in some part of the world that has access to the web?
You can go to www.lpac.co.uk and check out all of our programme online.
There we are. And we just literally just got some of the highlights from that perspective. The physicality of the programme, I think, is always wonderful. Just actually holding that physicality in hand, etc. Not that I'm knocking the fact Sonophilia mostly online, because it's a way of keeping your whole scenarios there. But the Sonophilia, of course, best way forward is?
Online through the website. If you Google Sonophilia, we come up very quickly.
You do.
And also if...
the love of sound.
The
love of sound.
Does that fit as well?
Phileas, love, sonos, sound. A little bit of classical education.
And the drill hole sell tickets as well.
Oh, it's just amazing. And back to the New Theatre Royal, which is kind of where we came in, ironically. What's on guides available from all good outlets and so on? Folk can go online as well, presumably?
They can. They can go to www.newtheatreroyallincoln.co.uk or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We are out there.
Go to the New Theatre Royal, because it's Natalie's place. We can actually have that.
I like that.
Personalise it, you know, share that whole sort of... Believe me, Natalie, there are some theatre owners, no names, actually getting them to the studio. You'd better actually sort of try to get... You just wouldn't try it. Interviewings with well done. Sarah, good to have you back. Have you enjoyed the return to your show?
It's been wonderful, thank you.
Exactly. Michael, have we kept the standard going, do you think?
Oh, I did, yeah. Yeah, it's really exciting.
Of course, the critical thing will be, as we thank clearly Crawford from Sonophilia, Alice Dale from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, Natalie from the New Theatre Royal, and Sarah Bullimore from the New Theatre Royal, but also Inspired on Air, and Michael Blackburn from the University of Lincoln, is can we actually cut the mustard? Can we actually go out with those final two words, that phrase which is really at the heart of the show, writ large through the whole basis? So many exciting things coming through. What do you think, Sarah? Do you think we can do this?
I think so.
All right, then. A one, a two, a three.
Be inspired.